Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Freeman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mark Freeman. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. Averill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bruton out. One out. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bauschi moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Covington moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards third. Thomas fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Matthews scores. Aaron moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauschi moves to third. Averill moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bausch tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Braves. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Thomas moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeman bunts towards the mound. Pizarro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to third for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Averill reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Bausch moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joey J now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas is walked intentionally. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bausch scores. Averill moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeman takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Thomas moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst is 0 for 2 in the game. Schoendienst hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton scores. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan bunts towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crandall moves to second. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Joey J. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Crandall scores. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 5, Braves, 5. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. It's 6-5, Braves. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst is 0 for 3 in the game. Schoendienst strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Pitch now pitching. Al Spangler now playing left field. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 6, Braves, 6. George Altman pinch hits for Lou Johnson. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schaefernoth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefernoth bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Shane Dienst covering, for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. George Altman now playing left field. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adcock is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. It's 7-6, Braves. Ron Pitch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst misplays the ball. That's an error on Shane Dienst. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Erle Viral. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauschi moves to second. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-4 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Red Shane Dienst. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. Mantilla scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Aaron scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, Braves. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing second base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Joe Schaefernoth. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron, who is chasing the ball. Ashburn reaches third base with a triple. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Braves. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.